The mural that covers most of the 2.8-mile-long Arkansas River levee in Pueblo is facing its demise. Hundreds of huge images painted over the last 40 years by at least 1,000 artists combined to make this artwork. It's so massive, it's listed by Guinness World Records as the largest outdoor mural on the planet. But it'll be destroyed during the forthcoming repair project. KRCC's Shauna Lewis reports.
Walking along the Arkansas River is a colorful and surprising trip into the heart and soul of Pueblo, especially if you're with Cynthia Ramu, the volunteer coordinator for the Pueblo Levee mural for the last 22 years.
And then a bunch of college students did their mock Andy Warhol of Andy Warhol. Right next to that is a giant Thunderbird. See the Native American looking up at the Thunderbird, and then the Hispanic man to the side. See the purple flowers?
Ramu painted dozens of murals on the levee herself, including a 120-foot-long homage to steel workers at the former Colorado Fuel and Iron Steel Mill here in Pueblo. She says she loves the mural so much, it's the reason she moved to Pueblo decades ago. The news of the impending demise of the record-breaking artwork shocked her.
I was like, really? Of all the things in the world that would change or be different, I couldn't fathom. I just couldn't. Perceive that they would do that, but I understand. And so this is a big change for me too, and for Pueblo.
Ramu says she understands the reasons for the repairs though, and says she wants to turn the loss of the existing mural into something positive. She's already talking to photographers about documenting it and taking ideas about other ways to preserve its legacy. Susan Fries heads the Pueblo Arts Alliance. She says she's looking forward to working with Ramu and others in the arts community to determine the future of the Levee Mural Project and its connection to the city's creative corridor.
It's an opportunity for us. So if planning is done wisely and we all have a voice, we think that it could be a great advantage to the work we're doing.
Repair plans for the levee include tearing off the old concrete and replacing it. So there'll be a new canvas for artists. Pueblo muralist Matthew Taylor grew up being inspired by the levee and painted on it as a kid. He says he's sorry to see it go too, but he sees murals as temporary.
They fade, they're outside, they're going to go away, they're meant to have a lifespan.
So Taylor says he's looking forward to painting on the new levee. Rod Slyhoff of the Greater Pueblo Chamber of Commerce says he hopes that new murals go up quickly on the levee when the time comes. He says the arts rank high on the list of things that the chamber promotes about Pueblo.
I think that the levee and the murals just add to that whole persona of us being an art community.
Slyhoff says most tourists don't come specifically to see the levee, but once they discover it, they like it. Like Sally Carey of Denver, she says the mural's an intriguing backdrop to the Pueblo Whitewater Park and bike path along the river.
I love the artwork and all the different styles, all the different messages and meanings there for people. Some of it history, some of it spiritual, some of it about people. It's just awesome.
Many locals have a fondness for the mural, too. Retired construction worker Jim Marino has lived in Pueblo for decades. He says he likes looking at the mural while he fishes in the river or walks along the bike path with friends.
I bring people down here. Some people out of Rocky Ford couldn't believe that they painted all that. I hope they save what they can, and if they pour new concrete, I hope they repaint it. Be nice to have it down here.
So it looks like Ramu still has plenty of work in her role as levee mural coordinator. She says even with the coming destruction of it, the mural has been and will be a good thing for Pueblo.
It brings us all back out here, brings people together, you know, and it creates community. So it's going to be interesting to see how this changes. You know, I can't imagine a clean canvas.
Only a few of the murals will be affected by phase one of the project, which is slated to begin in November and last until spring. The entire project is expected to take a total of 3 to 4 years. For KRCC News, I'm Shauna Lewis in Pueblo.